You getting the scripture, Cam?
Yeah. Here you are.
Thank you. This morning's reading comes from John chapter 14, verses 12 to 20. I tell you the truth, anyone who believes in me will do the same works I have done, and even greater works, because I am going to be with the Father. You can ask for anything in my name, and I will do it, so that the Son can bring glory to the Father. Yes, ask me for anything in my name, and I will do it. If you love me, obey my commandments, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate who will never leave you. He is the Holy Spirit who leads into all truth. The world cannot receive him because it isn't looking for him and doesn't recognize him. But you know him because he lives with you now and later will be in you. No, I will not abandon you as orphans. I will come to you. Soon the world will no longer see me, but you will see me. Since I live, you also will live. When I am raised to life again, you will know that I am in my Father and you are in me. And I am in you. Thanks to God.
Just before the message, let's take a moment. Right now, through this weekend, the 141st General Assembly of the Presbyterian Church in Canada is meeting in Vancouver, British Columbia. They've started meetings on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, today, and they will finish up tomorrow. But we want to take a moment and join together to pray for them, the commissioners as they're gathering, and for the moderator, the Reverend Karen Horst. Let's join together in prayer. Dearest God, Father in heaven, as your people, we want you to know that we get it, that we need your wisdom. We cannot count on our wisdom to see us through. We need yours, and we pray that for the commissioners of the assembly. We trust your promise you give to us. What a great one it is that you'll give your wisdom to us freely, gladly. There's no begrudging, no heart of hanging on to, grasping, clinging. You release it. Thank you for the wisdom that you give in the living word, Jesus Christ. Thank you for the wisdom you give to us by the Spirit in the written word, the scriptures. And we want to lean hard into that this morning from John 14. But we pray for the commissioners that in all of their deliberations and discussions, they will lean on you, Jesus, and your word in scripture. Help them to see you in every page of the Bible. And Lord, give them a burning heart, thrilled to discover, rediscover, recommit to your word revealed in the Old and New Testament. Help us as a denomination, Lord, help us as Knox Church to be in your name and for your glory, your grace and truth people. This we pray in the life-changing name of Jesus. Amen. Well, if we could have the first screen up there, Cam, it comes from, there we are, Matthew chapter 11, verse 11, and Jesus is speaking, and he says, truly I tell you, and simply when you hear the word truly, you know you really need to listen, because he's saying something important. Truly I tell you, among those born of women, there has not risen anyone greater than John the Baptist, yet whoever is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. Okay, let me ask a question. Now, just be honest, okay? How many of you here this morning believe that in some way or another, God has blessed you and given you gifts in your life? Come on, come on. Let's just all be, in some way, you know, we have. Now, you know, I know you're all very humble, and what you're going to say is, well, I don't have very many of the gifts of God. You know, I mean, no one's here going to say, well, I got the most gifts of anybody here from God. Nobody's going to put their hand up for that. But we can all admit that God is good, and even no matter the circumstances and situations of our lives, that he's blessed us in some measure. Okay, here's the deal with that. The least gifted one of you this morning, and mathematically speaking, I hate to have to tell you this, but there is one person in here this morning who's the least gifted of all the people in here. I don't know who it is, not even going to point a finger. Well, no. Anyway, one person here is the... So even the least gifted person here this morning is greater, Jesus says, than the greatest prophet, John the Baptist. Am I reading that verse up on the screen wrong? What's he say? Yet whoever is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than John the Baptist. You know, I would have been bowled over to hear that, you know, even the person with the most giftings is greater than John the Baptist. But that's not what he says. The least gifted one is greater than John the Baptist. Well, if that's not enough to wow you and bowl you over, take this verse that Brad read, John 14:12. Very truly, you got it again. This is really important. Get this. I tell you, Jesus says, whoever believes in me will do the works I have been doing, and they will do even greater things than these, because I am going to the Father. And all I can say after that is, really? I mean, is Jesus not just stretching it a little bit there? I mean, what are some of the things that Jesus did? What's kind of some of the stuff that Jesus did? Okay. All right. Who here's walked on water? All right. We have the picnic coming up. We don't even get 10,000 people to our picnic. You know, we get 100 people, we'll be happy. I mean, who wants to bring their, you know, their 5 cheeseburgers and 2 sausage? And, you know, multiply. I mean, no. I mean, you look at this verse and you want to ask yourself, Jesus, this is just so far-fetched. I don't think I need to pay any attention to this. You're just left shaking your head at it. But really, truly, when you think of all those miracles, what really is the greatest thing that Jesus did? Well, the Gospels don't leave us in doubt here. They say it is the forgiving of sins. It's making things right, taking things that are broken, you know, the broken things and healing them. Chains broken. The chains bind, break them. Things that are broken and separated, divided, bringing it together, making things right between people and God, setting the world right in all of its brokenness and separation from God. And Jesus says this, that every single one of his miracles, you know, whether that's turning water into wine or whatever it is, all of them point to the greater miracle, the larger thing of people coming into relationship with God, that reconciling to God, that forgiveness of sins, reuniting, renewing lives with God. And believe me, when we as a church, when you as an individual and the relationships that you have, when you help another person, when you share your life with another family and you help them begin to know the gift that there is of God's love for them, of God's care for them, of God's commitment and God's promises to them, and God's call to them to come and receive that gift of forgiveness and a new life, you have had a share in the greater work, the thing that's even greater than what Jesus did, than even the walking on water, water into wine. And not only that, and here's the measure of it, really, that Jesus was limited, shall we say, to Palestine. That's where he walked, but now there's no geographic limitation. And he's entrusted this mission, that it's a global mission that he's given to us. It says in the verse here, that later on in the chapter actually, that he'll not leave us as orphans, but send his Spirit to live in us, and really because of that, carry on this mission where we live here in Waterdown and from here to the ends of the earth. What Jesus started, I can't seem to finish. I'm not quite sure. Can you give me the next slide there, maybe? There, no, next one after that. There we go. What Jesus started, Jesus promises to continue through our church family here. That's really the commitment that Christ makes. The Spirit of the risen Jesus living in us is the greater miracle. It's the greatest miracle, helping us share life with people and letting them know that they can move from death to life, from darkness to light, from the kingdom of this world into the kingdom of God. In Acts chapter 1 and verse 1, Dr. Luke wrote this. He wrote Luke's gospel and he wrote the Acts of the Apostles. But in chapter 1 and verse 1, he writes this. In my former book, Theophilus, I wrote about all that Jesus began to do until he was taken up to heaven. And the key word there is that Jesus began to do something. And what he began hasn't finished. It continues. It hasn't stopped. It goes on. And in the power of the Spirit of the risen Christ in us, Knox Church is the next episode. You can think of the gospel accounts of Jesus' life on earth like one of your favorite Netflix programs or television programs or whatever. You know, the last episode of the season comes and you get the cliffhanger, right? You get that thing. It's almost like it's a teaser that it's going to hold you for like 6 months later when the next episode comes. But the thing, what Jesus does is it's not like we have to wait, because he ascends on high to the right hand of God the Father, and he pours out his Spirit. The day of Pentecost, we had that 2 weeks ago. He pours out his Spirit, and the church is the next episode. There's no long waiting period. The church is the next episode. We are, and Jesus is showing through us what the new season of God is all about. We take it global by the power of the Spirit. You know, Jesus in the Gospels, you will see, didn't go anywhere and didn't do anything apart from the power of God's Spirit at work in his life. And what's happened for us is that same Spirit, I mean, I'm just blown away by this, the same Spirit that did all of that in and through and with Jesus is at work in your life, in my life, and in our life together. All that the Spirit did through Christ, the Spirit is available to do through us. It hasn't stopped. It goes on. You know, there's a you read through what Luke wrote in the Acts of the Apostles, the book of Acts in the New Testament, and it goes through to the end of chapter 28 and verse 31, and it's like you got another cliffhanger right there. But what it's saying is that we're Acts 29. That's who we are. And it doesn't depend on you or me or us to try and muddle our way through the best that we can. No, it's not by my might, not by my power, not by your strength, not by our resources. The Scriptures tell us it's by the Spirit of the Lord that this Acts 29 episode of God goes on. And we can have, by the grace of God, an impact that's greater than the one that Jesus had when he was limited to Palestine. We can have an influence, really, for the kingdom of God that's global. And for us here in Waterdown, look at that. It starts right with us. There's Knox Presbyterian Church. That's the building you're in this morning, okay? It starts right here, the feeding, the nurturing that our children, the nourishing that we're experiencing in the service here this morning. It starts right here. But look at those other places just in that downtown core area of Waterdown, and then stretching out to the places where you live, whether that be here in Waterdown or Flamborough or Dundas, Burlington, Hamilton. God's work goes on. We're Acts 29, and our heart, the great work that we're called to do, even through our giving, through our sharing of life with others, is to see life change take place, to see transformation. God touching from the inside out the lives of children. I was thinking about this week, that we have a far greater, larger opportunity to touch the life of a child with the grace of God in their childhood years than we'll ever have in their adult years. I mean, everything that we give to invest in the lives of our children, in the ministry here, the lives of young people, we have a far larger opportunity by the grace of God to touch that life now than we ever would have when they become an adult. It just accentuates the importance of what it is that we're doing right here in this community, not only in our own families, but for the sake of the children in the community. But it goes beyond the community. It goes into, can we call it that golden horseshoe area? You know, in Acts chapter 1 and in verse 8, it talks about how it starts in Jerusalem and then it goes to Judea and Samaria. Well, there's your Judea and Samaria, okay? If you can picture that golden horseshoe area, God wanting us to influence and impact that area for the sake of the gospel. And even that's not the end. Because we might look at this thing that we would call this global call and think to ourselves, that's a mission impossible, but it's not. It's possible simply and solely because of the gift of God's Spirit to us. Through His Spirit at work in us as His people, Jesus empowers us to carry on His work so that we can touch Nepal. One of the things that's already come out of the General Assembly of our denomination is that through the last number of weeks across the land of Canada, Presbyterians have contributed close to $500,000 for work in Nepal as a result of that earthquake there. This November, the 8th of November to be exact, is going to be our 185th anniversary. And boy, you say that number and you think 185 years. Well, our celebration here, I'm telling you now, you'll get more information about this as the weeks and months go on, but it's really going to be an awesome thing here, not just for us, but for the community at large too. We're going to celebrate our history. That's an important, that's a good thing, that's a necessary thing to do. But let me tell you this, it's only good to celebrate the history of 185 years here in this community to the extent that that becomes a catalyst for us to what I would call continued faith or even future faith. Future faith for this community, this area for 2016. Future faith that we begin to exercise right now for this community in this area for the 195th anniversary in 2025. You're going to be here to celebrate? By the grace of God. Yeah, right? It's future faith for that. And that's the kind of faith that God wants us to have our lives opened up to. And to say, come Spirit of God and fill us. Fill us with power, your power, to be your instruments, the instruments of your heart, to see people in this community and area come to a living faith, a changed life, a new experience of turning from old ways to new ways, old life to your new life in the kingdom, your new and forever life. That's our mission possible. That's the briefcase of mission that we carry with us, starting here and then spreading out from here in concentric circles. Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, to the ends of the earth, Waterdown, Flamborough, Burlington, Dundas, Hamilton, Oakville, Milton, Grimsby, Ontario. A hand, a partnership with God to the ends of the earth.